Ryan, I got some questions about the weather. If you had a whole bunch of rain all in a short period of
time. That's a downpour.
Okay.
Downpour or a cloudburst. I learned all about cloudburst.
Yeah.
Well, I really saw one of them. You never been to one of
them? I've seen some rain come down.
You know how you pour water out of a glass?
Uh-huh.
I've seen the rings so heavy, the big drops of all that to be cutting hard to see.
Huh.
But I was in Stratford, Connecticut, and it was just like pouring it out of a glass. I mean, it scared me and amazed me.
Mm.
I was getting ready to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And about 15, 20 minutes before time to go to work. And it thundered a couple of times and got just as black. I said, "Great shot, what in the world is going to happen here?" And it went to raining. And it was just like pouring it out like in 20 minutes, it was knee deep in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
If it lasted 3 or 4 hours, we'd have a terrible flood.
Yeah.
We sure would.
Hmm.
Well, a dam did bust up the Housatonic River and just flooded the little village right
mm-hmm.
down front.
Mm-hmm.
It washed away a bunch of houses, but it was a cloud burst.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had heard talk of them, but I'd never seen one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen downpours, yeah, some gully washers, they call them.
Yeah.
We call them gully washers, downpours. But a cloudburst I wouldn't want to be in one for an hour or two.
Mm.
No,
and how about if it's thunder and lightning, what would you call that?
We just call it an electrical storm.
Okay.
Is what I always call it.
And what would you call a place that the water would wash out in the field or somewhere?
A gully.
Okay.
Washed out a gully
mm-hmm.
is what we call it.
Mm-hmm. And how about if it's a cloudy day and then the clouds kind of start breaking up? You say the weather's doing what?
Scattering. Breaking up, we'd say, well, it's look like the clouds are scattered.
Sun starts to come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, gonna flare up, be pretty.
Yeah. And what if it's the opposite? You got a pretty day and then the clouds start coming.
So we call them scuds. Look at the little scuds are building. Thunderheads. We call them thunderheads.
Yeah.
And my wife claims that there's such a thing as a water dog. She showed me what it is. It's about a half rainbow with the sun drawing water. The sun with nothing more streaks like a water spout.
Uh-huh.
And she showed me one day and said, "Look here," and I had never heard that, but that was over in her community where she was right.
Uh-huh.
She said, "My daddy always called him water dog. She said, in 3 days it'll be raining." She said, "That water dog draws the water up, and then 3 days it drops it back down."
It's like a little spot, circle of different colors,
It looks like sun rays through the clouds.
Yeah.
But they call them water dog.
Huh.
And the sun has to be just right. You see it right next to the sun. If the sun ain't too bright,
uh-huh.
like if it's a little hazy or cloudy, uh-huh. then you'll see them on each side of the sun.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they call them the sun dog. But I'd never heard of that until 4 years ago
yeah.
when I got married.
Yeah.
And she showed them to me. I said, "Well, I've seen them all my life, but we just said the sun was drawing water. That's what we call them." But she said her daddy called it a water dog.
Hmm.
But they got different areas have different traditions.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
sort of do.
Right.
Different
that's
ways of seasoning their own babies and mess when you cook.
Mm-hmm.
Every
mm-hmm.
little community.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm looking for. And what would you call a noise? We're back to the animals now, the horses, cats.
Oh,
what do you
woo.
Call the noise? The
old cow say woo.
Call it mooing.
Mooing.
Yeah.
And an old nanny goat say nah. Nanny goat said nah. And I that's a nanny number.
Yeah.
Right? A nanny, and I saw that. But the old horse, he whickers. I'll just say he whickers.
Okay.
Yeah. And the old bull, he bellowed about like a cow, but it's a little bit heavier. A little bit of heavier than normal.
How about a calf, if you take it away from it?
Oh, it'll cry too now, but it doesn't cry.
Uh-huh.
It cried, we call it cry.
Uh-huh.
But it makes a little fuss like the old cow, but it don't sound as heavy.
Loud,
high
pitch.
Higher pitch.
Yeah.
And pigs the same way, chicken, boy, a biddy, if you take a biddy away, don't eat it. Now it can make some fuss to be a little thing with that. It chirps and chirps, and uh-huh. We call it yeeping. And they have a time when they can't find their mama. They sure do. Get like a young'un. You let a young'un get more than their mama, see if they don't put up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. Well, that about covers it all.
Well, boy, you was running it, Jeff, right? We didn't have about half a minute. I'm getting talking. I'm getting talking to you.